Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:44, 16 before 7, Monday morning, November 29th. Back to it after the Thanksgiving weekend, if you were lucky enough to have 4 days off, as was I. Day 92 of the Ida recovery, sunny and cool today, highs of 64. But then, unfortunately, it warms up toward the mid to upper 70s by Thursday, and it might stay that way for a week or two. Mark Rosa joins us right now, our friend, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. We help you manage your money with Mark on Fridays, but on Monday, it's Monday Morning Markets with Mark as we take a look at Wall Street and the week ahead. How are you doing, Mark?
Tommy, how are you? I'm good.
Have a good Thanksgiving, did you?
Yes, sir. Well, a good four-day weekend, and I'm hoping that you had the same.
I did.
It was, you know, when you get too much time, you tend to be lazy. And you look back and say, I could have accomplished more over the 4 days. But I guess sometimes you just need to do that, is not be so efficient with your time.
Actually, I just the opposite. I got a lot done. I had to come back to work to get some rest.
Well, I've had weekends, long weekends like that as well.
Yeah.
The opposite hit me this past weekend. But it was okay. Everything was good.
Man, this Omicron, more like, oh my God, right? What is going on with that? What effect is that having on the markets?
Well, you know, we said a couple of weeks ago that all the economic indicators were looking so positive, and everything was responding, and everything was going in the direction that a good recovering economy would show. And it started off that way this past week. So we had existing home sales that were better than expected. And the jobless claims numbers came out far better than expected. So we're off and running. We're like, oh, this is a great week, and it's a short week, and it's a holiday, and all those things are great, and everything's coming together. But some of the when it comes to personal income and consumer spending, we saw how the inflation factor is starting to erode those numbers. So on personal income, it was up 0.5% for the month. A 0.2% was expected. And it's like, wow, that's, you know, more than double what was expected. People are making more money, and that's fantastic. And when it says real income, meaning you take the inflation factor out of it, personal income was down 0.3%. And at the time, it reminded me, both you and I remember, as well as many of our listeners, when inflation was so aggressive in the late 70s, early 80s, and, you know, wages were going up to try to keep pace. And I remember being a kid in an economics program, and everybody said, well, that's money illusion. It's like your paycheck is getting larger, but you find, well, it's no easier. You know, you're not finding it any easier to make, you know, pay your bills like you'd want to. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I should have far more money left over at the end of the week with respect to my paycheck and my the hourly wage going up and consequence to the inflation. But it wasn't. I mean, it was just an erosive thing, and that's what I think is happening now. And consumer spending was up better than anticipated. It was expected at 1%, and the consumer spending for October was 1.3%. Then you take the inflation out, it was 0.7%. So it takes a bite out of everything, and Market Watch is starting to adjust these numbers because inflation has come in of late, especially of late. And it gives a kind of a look at just how deteriorative that can be. And so that brought us up to like Wednesday. And then Thursday, of course, the market were closed. And then Friday, the new variant comes out. So the Dow promptly sells off 1,000 points in response. It's already a limited trading day. the traders, not so much long-term investors. The traders don't like to be in their positions over a weekend, especially when there's a lot of risk that's just been introduced with respect to the announcement. So that's what caused this big sell-off. I think it ended up down over 900 points. Now, there's some conversation this morning so far. It's going to rebound a little bit, but about an hour ago, it was up about 180, a far cry from the points that it lost last Friday.
So is that related to Omicron or not? Omicron?
Yes. Well, that's what was said, that, you know, that's what the big, that was a big leading headline, as I remember it on Friday, because I was watching when the market opened. And then again, it was an abbreviated thing. I think that's just what some on Wall Street need to get out of their positions. And when I say that, it's usually when they're selling. They're selling to get out. I don't know what's going to manifest itself over the weekend. This thing could come in Monday morning, far worse than they expected. I heard the news this morning on Odyssey that it's, well, I don't know about the contagion. And is it far more aggressive than something that we've seen? I think the court is still out on that analysis, Tommy. But, you know, Wall Street, I mean, they're like children. You know, when somebody heads for the exit, you get a rush in that direction. That usually means a sell-off.
We can take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. Inflation's kind of like being on a treadmill. The treadmill goes faster and you're running faster. You're still not getting anywhere, though. Let's take a look at traffic now, WWL. 7:54, 6 before 8. It is Monday morning, November 29th, day 92. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, but we're back to it. Sunny and cool today, highs of 64, then it warms through the week. Highs of 70 tomorrow, then 72, 76 on Thursday, 76, 76 on Saturday, and some more clouds move in on Sunday. But Peyton Malone telling us earlier he thought it was going to stay in the 70s for the next 10 days or so, which going in early December, I think we'd all like it, perhaps a little bit cooler than that. We're looking at Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, President, CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Mark, how concerned are you with inflation and the Fed and action or inaction on their part?
Yeah, Tommy, I wanted to say first something that I was mentioning before the break. You know, real consumer spending, that's with inflation out of it, is up 0.7%. And people were wondering about, well, you know, we had, what was it, Black Friday, Cyber Monday today, how retail sales coming, it's going to, what's that going to do to the economy and so on. So everybody was, I mean, the economists were saying, well, it ought to be a really good holiday season with respect to retail sales. So, you know, typically 3 to 5% is a long-term average that sales are up, and this one is between 7 and 8%. That's what's expected. So as far as the real spending in October, up 0.7, you annualize that, and that's about an 8.4. So that's really robust, even with the near-term inflation effects. But to go back and answer your question, you know, that it's easy to sit back and criticize the Fed's moves. Theirs is a tricky policy, when to start tapering, when to start pulling back some of the stimulus that's going into the economy. And you had Larry Summers. He was president of Harvard. He was he's an economist by education by trade. You know, he was saying, well, maybe they should have started earlier. Maybe they should have started this summer and not started to do it now, because then we've got these effects that are being frustrated with too much liquidity in the system. And the Fed knows better than to just jam on the brakes, stand up on the brake pedal. That's not good either. So that's when it was saying, well, around November, December, we're going to start pulling back the money that we're injecting in the economy. But you just got to deal with it. You got to deal with the effects of it. And low interest rates are all fueling that process. And that's where I think we were talking last week. The Fed was saying, oh, we're not going to raise interest rates for 2023. And now most of the big banks, the forecasters that are on interest rates, are saying two interest rate increases in 2022. So what a big difference. That's a big deal. That's a big difference in policy. So Fed saying, again, 22, we're hands off. And now, no, we think we're going to raise rates. And these are people that are forecasting that we're going to raise rates twice in 22, meaning that the inflation is going to get to a point where we can't help it. We've got to get in there. We really have to stand on the brake harder than we would have wanted to. You don't have to stand up on it, put the car up on the grill, but it's harder than, you know, so that those are what's called in economics shocks to the system. And those are not good. Everybody's got to react to those. Who knows where the interest rates will be by the time they start raising them, because Wall Street's going to get ahead of that and say, oh, really? You're going to raise it twice in 2022. We need to start raising rates now to be ahead of that, realizing that we have to get paid for our investments that are out that far ahead. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy when the rates start going up and making it more difficult for people to finance what they want.
So from the consumer's standpoint, how far out ahead of the Fed is that going to be? And if somebody's looking to buy a car or a house or finance something long-term, is now the time to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. And Tom, it's funny you say that, because last week we were looking at work on the, they had a J.P. Morgan was selling a group of car loans. And it's, you know, the natural question is, what's the interest rate on the loans? And thinking we do 1.9, now we do 2.49. These were they were selling a block of $100 million in car loans that were they had a 4% rate on them. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Who's doing 4% rates right now enough to where Chase is basically selling off a group of them? And that's usually a signal to say they have too many. Mm-hmm. If too many at 4%, so you got other places in the economy that are a higher cost of living than ours that are already paying rates that we don't see here. That's already going on, apparently, because they're selling them. So it's kind of an interesting, it's an interesting thing. So Wall Street, some of those larger lenders start raising rates way ahead of Fed action. That's the anticipatory nature of Wall Street.
So
yes,
it is
getting more expensive. So absolutely. So Tommy, you and I have been saying it for a while. If you need to refinance your home, if you're getting another home, if you need to do something in the mortgage line, you do it now. And the car, big ticket items.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you again Friday when we help people manage their money with you, Mark Rosa. Back in a flash, WWL.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.